Hey everyone, Brooklyn Weston here and welcome back to Modern Stoicism. Timeless tools for today's challenges. You know, life can throw some serious curveballs at us, right? Deadlines, relationships, unexpected surprises, it all adds up. But guess what? We've got the power to navigate those challenges with grace and resilience. And today, we're diving into a topic that's absolutely essential for that. Practicing self-care. Now, before you picture bubble baths and face masks, though those are awesome, let me tell you, self-care is so much more than that. It's about consciously making choices that nourish your mind, body, and soul. It's about recognizing your worth and prioritizing your well-being. So, strap in, because we're about to unpack some game-changing insights on how to practice self-care like a boss, transforming your life into something truly fulfilling. First things first. Understanding that self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. Ever felt like you were running on empty? Like you were constantly giving, giving, even without refilling your own cup? You know that feeling. Well, self-care is about pouring back into yourself so you can show up as the best version of yourself in all areas of your life. Think of it like this. You wouldn't expect a car to run on fumes forever, right? It needs regular maintenance and fuel to keep going strong. Same goes for us. We need to recharge and refuel regularly to avoid burnout and show up with energy and enthusiasm. Next up, define what self-care truly means for you. There's no one-size-fits-all approach here, folks. What brings joy and rejuvenation to one person might be a snoozefest for another. Maybe it's journaling, hitting the gym, spending time in nature, or even just curling up with a good book. Explore different activities and discover what makes your soul sing. Remember, self-care isn't about perfection, it's about progress. Start small and build sustainable habits that work for you. Maybe it's setting aside 15 minutes each morning for meditation or taking a walk during your lunch break. These small acts of self-love can make a world of difference. Now, let's talk boundaries. Setting healthy boundaries is crucial for self-care. This means learning to say no to things that drain your energy and focusing on what truly matters. It's about protecting your time and energy so you can invest in yourself and the things that bring you joy. Imagine this. You're invited to 3 different events this weekend: a friend's birthday party, a work gathering, and a family reunion. You know you have limited energy and time. Self-care means making conscious choices about which events align with your priorities and saying no gracefully to the rest. Speaking of boundaries, let's not forget about digital detox. We live in a world that's constantly demanding our attention: emails, social media, news alerts, you name it. Taking breaks from technology can be incredibly restorative. Try setting aside screen-free time each day, read a book, go for a walk, spend time with loved ones. Disconnect to recharge. Remember, self-care isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. It's about prioritizing your well-being so you can show up as your best self in all areas of life. And guess what? When you take care of yourself, you radiate that positive energy outwards, impacting the people around you and making the world a better place. Alright, let's bring this home with a real-life example. Imagine you have a big presentation coming up at work. You're feeling stressed and overwhelmed, right? Your mind is racing, your stomach is in knots. This is where self-care steps in. Instead of drowning yourself in last-minute cramming, prioritize some self-care practices that help you relax and refocus. Maybe it's taking a few deep breaths, going for a walk, listening to calming music, or even just getting a good night's sleep. When you feel centered and calm, you'll be able to deliver your best work with confidence and clarity. So remember these key takeaways. Self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. Define what self-care means for you, set healthy boundaries, embrace digital detox, and practice those self-love rituals that make you feel good. Remember, this is a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your wins, and keep showing up for your well-being. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some of your favorite self-care practices? Share them in the comments below or tag me on social media at Modern Stoicism Podcast. Let's inspire each other on this journey to living more fulfilling lives. Until next time, keep those vibes positive and remember, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.